Hare Krishna, here we are in wonderful Mayapur Dham and staying at the home of Shantiparayana, where I stayed earlier this spring until I had to rush back to Toronto. And it's really wonderful being here. Sorry, I can't stay longer than the week that I'm going to be staying, leaving on Sunday. Came down on Sunday by train, and we're going to be leaving on Sunday by train as well. It's beautiful weather in Mayapur, cool in the evenings, cooler early morning when we're going from Mangalartik. And very pleasant during the day, about 25 degrees. The sun is not strong. Yesterday, went for a beautiful stroll, walked up along the Jalangi. I think we went about 15 kilometers yesterday altogether, and went to a property that another acquaintance here, Braja Kumar Prabhu, is developing and into a whole sort of housing complex, something a little more remote than from the temple environment. Very, very quiet over there, very peaceful. And then we walked back through the villages and fields, stopped in at someone's home for a drink of lemonade. Heard how one devotee who has a very nice house and has been living there for 15 years and has Gornitai deities said how he used to have about 50, 60 people, the whole village, over for arti every day. But now since mobile phone and cable television came in, there's only about 2 or 3 people come. Such is the effect of innovation on rural India. And then we came back through to the Gurukul. We had lunch there, Bhakti Purna Maharaj. Went to see their garden, very, very self-sufficient. Well, self-sufficient means you're very self-sufficient. I use the word very because they're about 95% self-sufficient. And I was marveling and a little envious of 3 growing seasons here in Mayapur, and if we had similar type of weather in Hungary, the whole life and our life patterns would be changed. Maybe in due course of time, when the effect of the Sankirtan Yajna and Sankirtan movement really takes place, perhaps the weather then will change. And after a wonderful lunch, we were warned that it was going to be a very simple lunch, and it was. There were only about 10 vegetables and rice, and of course everything was cooked there, rice included, and the chili pickle. And then we came back and had evening bhajans. We're having bhajans here every evening, early morning. We go from Mangalartik, and then usually I come back to write. And as wonderful as it is being in the Dham, and it's certainly very wonderful, but there are so many other acquaintances, devotees that I know here, that it's very difficult not to be engaged in some kind of discussion or meeting. And still, I wish I could stay longer, but duty calls. I have to go back to Hungary. I remember in 1976, Srila Prabhupada's welcome address to devotees. He was saying how Mayapur is the most wonderful place in the universe, and in Mayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, his Janmasthan, is even more special because this is where Lord Chaitanya appeared. The Prabhupada said, better than the Janmasthan is Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir, because this is the Karmasthan. In other words, this is where we're fulfilling the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Janma Karma Chami Divyam. And so, as wonderful as it is to be in the Lord's own abode, still it's more wonderful to execute the Lord's mission. No doubt it's not an easy thing to do, and there are so many different obstacles, both in our own personal lives as well as in spreading the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when those obstacles are there, then at least we know what to do: overcome the obstacles. And by overcoming the obstacles, then we've achieved something. We've have a offering, a flower offering to offer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is our humbling offering, of humble offering of service to you. So karma is more important than janma, or vani is more important than vatu. Fulfilling that mission of the Lord and accepting all the responsibility and problems that come along with it. That's the tapasya, but it's by that tapasya that one endears oneself to the Lord. Hare Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.